All right, our reading will be taken from Psalm 121. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Thank you, Lord.
He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber
nor sleep.
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is your keeper.
Yes.
The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
Yes.
The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
Yes.
The Lord will keep you from all evil.
Yes, God.
He will keep your life. Yes. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. From this time on and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Now put your device down. You're not going to hug nobody, but you're going to get somebody's attention. And go on, turn to somebody. Get their attention. They ain't going to hurt you. Get their attention. Make sure that you know y'all got each other's attention. All right? You're going to look at them. You're going to look at them and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Not down.
But up.
Neighbor.
Not down.
But up.
Amen.
You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, Not Down.
But up.
But up.
Thank you, Lord. We up.
Now, as we look at this.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as we discuss. There is realities that we have to face. Our relationship with the Lord has to be greater than a shout. Our relationship with the Lord has to have substance. And if you've known them long enough, that means you've grown some teeth. And you ought to be eating some meat. And you should be not just drinking milk. Because the one thing that we have to know is that, Brother Joe, life at times will attempt to weigh us down. And our life, when life begins to attempt to weigh us down, Brother Billy, sometimes that weight gets so big on us, we find ourselves bent over and doing nothing but looking. Now, I want you to know that the enemy wants to keep us in the posture that causes us to look. Because as long as I am looking down, the enemy says, looks at us and says that on the inside you've already begun to give up. And as that happens, when you are looking down, you can't see nothing but what's wrong and can't see nothing ever being right. Because all you're looking down and reminding yourself of is, why are you being bent over? It could be for a lot of different reasons. The things that are causing you to be bent over and looking. Now, that's why sometimes when we are within worship service, we see some, maybe not here at this church, but you've been to other churches in your life, where no matter how much worship is happening, no matter how excited so many people are, Reverend Herndon, there's always a few that are stuck in the seat. Not because an offer done got you. Not because you are restricted. It's because life has knocked you down. The weight of the world is on you. And even while others are there celebrating and praising and shouting about the goodness of the Lord and what he can do, you hear all that, but you're still stuck on looking. And because of that, when they are in the midst of a worship celebration, some folks say, well, why don't they stay home? Because there's still the essence of who God is in them. And because there is enough God in them to drive them to church. But the enemy thinks that God might get them there, but God ain't going to get them to do anything, because I'm going to make sure they keep on looking. But what I'm here to tell you today, if this has been your posture, I'm here to tell you that it's time for God to change you. And we see the answer in Psalm 121. Sister Rose, this psalm has been identified as being the traveler's psalm. Truth be told, all of us are traveling. Because as you live each day, you are traveling. But the one thing that I look at and I pull from this is that Billy, this writer, is writing from a place of experience. Which means that I believe this writer may have fallen into the trap of being caught looking down because of life situations. But God continued to work on him, that eventually he realized that my posture has to change first if I want to see anything else happen. Because as long as I'm looking down, I can't see anything good around me. So once the writer made a decision to change his posture and look up rather than down, then he could begin to understand where his help comes from. Because it says in this psalm in verse number 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from where my help comes. Some folk might get it twisted and think he believes the help is coming from the hills. But he said, I got to express it and explain it further, because I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea than thinking I'm worshiping a hill. Because he says, my help comes from who? The Lord, who made heaven and earth. The purpose of looking at the hills, my brothers and sisters, is getting you to see something that's bigger than you. The same God who created you is the same God that created those hills. And the same God that is keeping those hills in place is the same God that's going to get you through whatever you are dealing with. So when you look up, what you're able to see is that no matter what's trying to weigh you down, it is not bigger than our God. So that's why you got to look up to the hills from which cometh my help, because my help comes from the Lord who created heaven and earth. So I know what to do when the world tries to weigh me down. I know where my help comes from. Even if I got to fight to lift up my head, I have made the decision, not down, but, I'll say it one more time, not down, but. You see, my brothers and sisters, What the writer wants us to know is that if you want to see your situation and circumstances change, you can't keep looking down. Because as long as you're looking down, even if the change came, you wouldn't recognize it because you're looking in the wrong place. And what God wants to do is erect you again. And as he erects you again, he wants you to look up to him again and know that he is your help. I know life sometimes weighs on you. I know sometimes things get heavy. I know sometimes you want to drop your head. I drop my head. But the one thing is, don't you let your head stay down too long. Because before you know it, your neck will start getting stiff. And then all of a sudden, your back will start getting stiff. Because all you know how to do is look down, but not look up. But I want you to look at your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, I ain't got a stiff back or neck. Are you working with me? You see, what the writer wants us to know, that God is our help. God will see us through. And how does he know that? Because he is the creator of the heaven and of earth. So there's nothing on this earth that our God didn't create. And since God created it all, God can what? Fix it all. But just in case that wasn't enough information, verses 1 gives us what we are to do. Verse 1 is the instruction. Verse 2 is the answer. But verses 3 through 8 gives us more detail. Because sometimes you tell folk that what it is, they nod their head and say, well, that just ain't enough. I need you to elaborate. And I'm glad the writer is elaborating. Because what he says in verse number 3, he says, he will not let your foot.
Come on now. Amen.
He will not let your foot be moved. Why? Because he who keeps you will not slumber. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, my God ain't lazy. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. What is the writer letting us know? Is that whether you know it or not, God ain't lazy. God is always right there working it out for you. God is the one that keeps your foot planted. Your foot is planted so that it will not move from him. You see, my brothers and sisters, one of the biggest things that we struggle with is that the enemy is always trying to get us to move off the mark that the Lord has placed there for us. The enemy always is trying to redirect us, trying to tell us that what we're doing and where we're going is not the right thing. But what we are seeing here in Scripture is that we are told that the Lord won't allow our foot to be. Because if God put you there, God's going to keep you there. And it's left up to you to make sure you don't go nowhere. God has already instructed you what he's going to do. But in order for you to understand what his instructions are saying, you got to make it your business to do what? Look up. Not down, but up. And as we're looking up, our God doesn't slumber. So what is that saying there? He's always watching. Our God is always looking out for us 24/7. You don't ever have to wonder if the Lord is going to see you through. You don't ever have to wonder if you have been lost in the sauce. You don't ever have to wonder if the Lord is going to make a way. Because you know that you are a child of God. You have been looking up to him. You are trusting in him. You know he is your help. And that's why you can go on and just praise him. Because you recognize and realize that I've come this far because the Lord has made a way out of no way. He ain't going to let my foot be moved. And since my foot ain't gonna be moved, if I've always praised him, I ain't gonna stop praising him. I ain't gonna stop thanking him, because I know I've gotten this far only through the grace and mercy of God. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Do I got any folk who are willing to say, I will not be moved? I am where I am because God has put me here. And as long as God is having me here, I ain't going nowhere. I want you to look at somebody and say, neighbor, I ain't moving. You know why you ain't moving? Because God has given you the strength to stay right there. Don't you think you're all that, a bag of chips, two sodas, and a shake on the side? You're only able to do it is because God has given you the strength to do it. That's why when we come up in God's house, we ain't gonna ever be quiet. We ain't gonna ever act like he ain't done nothing for us. I can do all that I can do because God has given me the strength. Do I got any witnesses in God's house that understand I'm moving on the strength of the Lord? Somebody ought to say hallelujah. You see,
hallelujah.
I told you I was ready to preach this morning. When you look at verse number 4, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor what? So what he is saying is that what God does for individuals, he will do for the corporate body of Christ. Do you realize, y'all, that we ain't an organization? We are an organism. We are something that's living and breathing. And since we are an organism, don't you know that we have a great physician that looks over us, that monitors us, that blesses us, that keeps us? And whenever there is a symptom of something going wrong, don't you know he goes to the source and fixes whatever is going wrong? When you understand that God is the one that oversees this body of Christ here at Broad Rock Baptist Church, we recognize that the Lord is always looking out for us, taking care of us, and moving us forward. And I want you to understand today, my brothers and my sisters, you got to know that we have help. We have help individually, which means that we have help what? Collectively. So no matter what goes on in the life of those around us, isn't that why we come together and pray for folk? Because we know that what our God can do, because what our God has done for us, he'll also do for somebody else. I'm here to tell you that God ain't just looking out for you. He's looking out for all of us. Anybody know about the us I'm talking about? I tell you, our God is just good like that. But let me move on. He says in verse number 3, he's with the word keeps. In verse number 4, we see it. He says he uses the word again, keeps. But then he goes and tells us who the keeper is. Just in case you forgot, he said the Lord is your keeper. Check this out. He is your shade at your right hand. Now, we've had some hot days. And when it get hot and you outside, what are you looking for? Because it's always a little cooler in the shade. And what the writer is saying is that no matter how hot it is out there, the Lord is the one who's going to be the shade over us. So no matter how hot it get, it will not become unbearable for you because you have some shade. And I want you to understand something, that the enemy going to do all he can to make our lives so hot that we become so hot that we can't do nothing but bend over and look. You see, but what we have to understand, since the Lord is our, then we, no matter what, we can continue to look up, stay up, because we are hanging out in the. And who is our shade? He is the who? Lord. And the Lord is our what? Keeper. And since we are kept by the Lord, we know that everything is going to be all right. Amen. It might be blistering hot, but that's all right because I'm hanging out in the. Because it's not the shade I created. It's God who created the shade for all of us. What is the Lord telling us? No matter how rough it gets, the Lord is going to what? See you through. Why? Because he is our. Why is he our shade? Because the sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Because it's during the darkest hours and at night when it's dark, that's when the enemies try to come. See, the enemies use the cover of darkness to try to come and mess with you. They use the cover of darkness to try to trip you up. He said, that's all right. God got you because he threw some shade on you during the day. Now, we ain't talking about the new vernacular for shade that the kids use. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about the shade that helps keeps us cool on a hot day. He said, well, that's all right. Well, God might be your shade during the day. But guess what? Night's coming. And when night comes, Sister Davis, I'm going to find a way to get to you. But what the writer is saying is, the same God that watches over me by day is the same God that will keep me safe at night. You see, my brothers and my sisters, why do we know that? Because we walk by and not by. Because the Lord is the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet. So no matter how dark it is, the Lord is always providing light for us, no matter where we are. You see, my brothers and my sisters, have you ever been in a situation you wasn't sure which way to go, but something inside you told you to go a certain way, and when you went that way, everything seemed to work out all right? I want you to know if that certain thing was called God moving through you in his Holy Spirit. And I want you to understand, nobody can protect us like God. I know the Secret Service has a job of keeping those who are in top positions safe, but I want you to understand we got something better than the Secret Service, because I want you to know our God is the best protector there ever is. Do I got anybody who knows our God is our protector, our shield, and our help? I tell you, we serve a mighty good God who has been there with us, watching over us, keeping us safe from danger seen and unseen. Oh, what a mighty God! But as we go on, because we're getting ready to wrap it up here shortly. Excuse me, he says in verse 7. Here we go with that word again. The Lord will. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your what? Now, check this out. He will keep you from all evil. That's what it says, right? Then it says, and he will keep your life. You see, if evil persists, evil will take your... Somebody gonna work with me. If evil persists, evil will take your life. Hello. I'll say it one more time just so you make sure you got it. If evil persists, evil will take your life. Now, that's why he says in verse, he starts it off by saying the Lord will keep you from evil. From not a few of evil things, but all evil. And when he keeps you from that, he will keep your life. Because evil's job is to suck the life out of you. So you will become ineffective. You'll just become a shell of yourself. And once he's gotten you to the core, he snuffs you out. But we serve a God who keeps us from all evil. And you know how the Father did that? This is not identified as a messianic psalm. But the only way that the Father was able to keep us from all evil is through our big brother, whose name is
Jesus.
And Jesus was the one who went to the cross, took the sin of the world, because the sin is filled with nothing but evil. Oh, come on now, work with me. I'm showing you something. So sin is filled with evil. Jesus had to take the sin, which core is what? Evil, to the cross. So when folk looked at him, some folk looked at him being hung on that cross and saw a man hung on the cross, and they immediately say, oh, he must be, oh, somebody working with me. Because the only time folk are crucified is they must done something really. Oh, somebody going to work with me. Are you working with what I'm talking about here? We have to understand that the Lord will keep us from all evil. And the one who has made it possible is Jesus Christ, who took all of the sin of the world to the cross. It was nailed to the cross. So even though some folk looked at him and all they could see was, he was nothing about him was evil, but there was everything in us that was what? And he was the one that went and died for our sin. So when he took that last breath, you know what he did? Evil said, I'm out. He said, no, you're not. Somebody gonna work with me. He snatched evil and brought evil down, because evil is the core of the sin. And that evil and that sin went down with him. But you know what's interesting? Remember Rose? When evil and sin saw Jesus get back up, evil and sin said, oh, we coming with you. He said, no, you ain't. Y'all gonna stay right where you are. And when he got up with all power in his hands. And that which was evil and sin, it stayed down there in hell. And don't you know that when you look at yourself, my brothers and my sisters, that the Lord is the one who has delivered us from all what? Evil. And the Lord is the one who is the keeper of our life. So do you realize it's nobody but God who is keeps us from evil? And is the one who is the overseer of our life. And you know what? Since he's done all that, because 8 builds off of 7, since the Lord is your keeper from all evil, he will keep what? Your life. The Lord will, here we go again, keep your what? Going out and your what? Coming in. From this time on and for what? For what? Evermore. So what is the psalmist letting us know? That as long as I live my life and I know I'm living it for Jesus, no matter where I go, the Lord is keeping me. No matter where I come out of, the Lord is what? Keeping me. And he ain't doing it just every now and then, because he doesn't slumber or sleep. He is doing it when? All the time. From this time and forevermore. You see, my brothers and my sisters, God just gave somebody a breakthrough because of the fact that down was winning in your life. You couldn't do nothing but look down. But what I'm here to tell you, the enemy has been put into shackles. The enemy can't hold you no more. The Lord is breaking your chains. The Lord is letting you know, not down, but do I got anybody up in God's house that understands I'm going to deal with some stuff, but I'm not going to look down no more. I'm going to look. I know who's going to bring me through. I know it's going to be tough, but I'm going to do what? Look what? Because I know when I look up, my help is what? I will not look, but I'm going to look, because my help is. So what am I saying? But what I'm saying to you, if you know you want to look up, there are some things you got to do to help you look up. You see, I want you to understand something. When you start thanking God, even while you find yourself, let me come down so everybody can see me. When you find yourself in this posture, but you're here in church, the enemy said, that's all right, you might go to church, but I ain't gonna let you change your posture. But what I'm here to tell you, what the enemy don't know, is that God has brought you to this place. He brought you here for a reason. where the enemy thought that you might go, but you ain't gonna change. I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. You are here because of the essence of who God is. And now that you're in this place, all of a sudden you find yourself clapping your hands. Even while you are bent over. And before you know it, where you thought your back was so stiff you couldn't straighten up again, while you started clapping your hand, all of a sudden your back became erect again. But the enemy said, that's all right. Their neck is still bent over. But because what the enemy didn't realize is that the Lord is the one who created us from the dust of the earth. And he said, well, he might have did all that, but I got him right now. But I want you to know that God now all of a sudden took that crick out of your neck, where you now can what? Look up. And as you were looking up, clapping your hands, you began to praise the Lord and realize it is a new day. I am not what I used to be. God is remolding me, reshaping me, changing me. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Anybody in here, get that crook out of your neck. Get that crack out of your back. I'm telling you, you want to see God do something? Go on and give him some praise. Go on and praise his name. Go on and worship him. Watch and see what our God can do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody not mind giving God some praise? Anybody not mind thanking him? I tell you, he'll get that crook out of your back, that crook out of your neck, so that you can say, not down, but my brothers and my sisters, God came to straighten you and I out. You see, because while I was down, I was crooked. But when I began to look up, I straightened up. And God was telling me, this is your new posture. I want you to go to 3, 4, give them high five. Say, this is my new posture. This is my new posture. When I understand that this is my posture, I realize that God has got me, that God is keeping me, that God is blessing me, because this is my new posture. I ain't looking down no more. I'm going, from now on, I'm going to look what? Because I'm not down, but I am. This is who you are now. Look up. God has straightened out that crack or crook in your back and in your neck.